I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it? The Bert Show.
All right, our intern Messiah here is really caught between being a cool brother or being an honest son. So what's going on?
Yes, so...
Mike.
Yes, so two women, or like two girls, I guess, that I'm very close with, my mom and my sister. Growing up, I was the only child for 10 years. So my sister and I are 10 years apart. Mm-hmm. So everything that I do, I like to do it in like a cool way so that I'm being the older sibling that I wish I had. I'd rather her come to me and get some knowledge and let me scold her, because she'd rather me scold her than my mom scold her.
Sure.
Makes sense. So over her spring break, like 2 weeks ago, I took her to the gym with me, and I had posted a picture of us in the mirror. Maybe a few hours later, I realized, like, I typically don't go through the likes of my stories, but this one popped out because it said my exact sister's name. So I was like, she's showing out and she's doing it loud and proud, knowing that she's not supposed to have social media. So I pulled her to the side, gave her a pep talk. I said, listen, I'm okay with you having Instagram, because I used to have it. I used to get in trouble making 6, 7, 8 accounts. So I didn't want to be a hypocrite, but I said, I'll monitor it. It can't be private. And I'm going to look at the comments or whatnot.
Well, it has to be private, but not for you, right?
Yes, yes. Meaning like that.
Yeah, to confirm.
And then you can't accept people who aren't your friends. So you have to keep it to a minimum. Mm-hmm. And so I gave her all these like restrictions, I guess. But I said, if it hits the fan and something happens and mom finds out, I didn't know nothing about it. Like, let's just make that clear, because I don't want to get in trouble with my mom.
Sure.
Well, recently, I think my mom found out about it, because my mom has all these like apps that she can see what she does on the phone. And it's saying that she's been on Instagram and TikTok, two things that she's not supposed to have. So we're in this family group chat and my mom is scolding her about it. And my sister is blatantly lying, like for real lying, like, mom, I would never do that. When do you ever see me on Instagram? And I'm just here scrolling. Like, do I say something? Do I not? So that's my predicament now. It's like,
what do I do?
Ooh.
For those of you that have brothers and sisters in here, what do?
You don't say anything.
No?
Don't tell mom. And here's the thing. It's not your job to report on your sibling, unless it's like life-threatening or something like that. But my philosophy, because I have a younger sister, has always been, if I stay by her side on these small things, when things get really bad and she doesn't want to tell parents, I'll know. I'm in the circle of trust. So that way she always has someone she can go to, if things get really, really bad, and then you know when you do need to pull in your parents.
So I have three younger sisters, and I found myself in situations like this a lot. I mean, it happens all the time where how do I handle this? Should I do the parental thing, or what should I do? But for me, I just always felt like that bond between siblings was important. And I always felt like I wanted my sisters to feel like they could come to me and it wouldn't have anything to do with our parents. And you also said that if mom finds out, don't pull me in it. So you kind of have to stay out of it now. You know what I mean? So if I'm you, I'm gonna just let that one play out because I don't want to break the trust and the bond that I have with my sister.
But she is significantly younger. You are monitoring her page, correct?
Yes, I am. I'm okay. actively doing it. I just know that also with the talks that we've had on the show, social media has just become such a destruction to like our society. And I know that with social media, I feel like I would never perceive myself the way I used to had I not gone on it.
What do you mean?
So basically like with social norms, I know that I have this own perception of myself, but being on social media in my head, I've embedded certain standards that I would, that I feel like I still live up to. And now that's normalized for me. Mm. And I don't want her to get into that phase where it's like, I have to, you know, live up to these beauty standards mm-hmm. or do this. But then again, like I, like Mo said, I said in the very beginning, if it, I kind of already cleared it. So, but now thinking about it, I'm like, damn, maybe I should have probably just deleted that.
Sorry, we're making you think, man. That's not all right.
I think you got to continue to have those conversations mm-hmm. with her. But I also think that you, and I hate to put you in this position, but you need to check her DMs as well. Mm. Because it's not all comments.
Right.
And the creepy people on there mm-hmm. will reach out via DM, and that's what you really got to watch out for.
I think in playing defense here, the one thing you just have to watch out for is the secret's so deep that if something bad happened to your sister mm. and you didn't tell your mom beforehand and you could have stopped it,
yeah.
then you got a real problem.
I do, so I'm going to stay on that social media.
Mind her as much as you can.
You got a brother?
Yeah, I have a brother still for now. I'll text him after this, be like, you still good, bro? And I wish we had the kind of relationship that it seems like you have with your younger sibling, where it feels like you have a very protective role over her. And I wish we had spent more time being allies instead of adversaries with our parents. So I know it, like, maybe on paper it's not the right thing to do. Like, on paper I want to be like, tell your mom, because yeah. who knows what kind of creeps are on the internet. But I think you're honestly laying the foundation for you guys to have a good relationship as you guys grow up, because she's always going to remember that you had her back in this moment.
Yeah, I agree. Maya, you're my bestie. I got her.
It's Bert Show.
Get it? The Bert Show.